you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Tantalizingly tasty cakes, sinfully sweet pastries, decadent danishes. If these words are whetting your appetite for some dessert, then thank a pastry chef. On today's edition of Career Talk, we get a better understanding of what it takes to be a pastry chef, with input from lead pastry chef at Sandals Royal Caribbean, Cleon White. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
It's the creativity and the passionate, the love that I see when I see people's face when they get something very nice, when they see something that they can actually taste before they eat it.
Lead pastry chef at Sandals Royal Caribbean, Cleon White, explaining why he enjoys his chosen profession. But those who think being a pastry chef only involves staying in a kitchen preparing sweet treats for customers all day long have only a small idea of what the job really entails. Quality pastry chefs must think up new ingredients and techniques to create delicious and innovative products for their customers.
For a pastry chef, they don't have to know how to bake or like make mousse. It's the way how you see flavors and how you put flavors together. You have to experiment. You have to like try how this would taste together, because anything can become pastry once it can be eaten.
The need to be creative and artistic is another aspect of the job many will overlook. But the truth is, good pastry chefs are expected to create dishes that are appealing to the customer's eyes as well as their taste buds. The 14-year pastry chef says he got into the field after spending several years apprenticing under a pastry chef at the Grand Lido Hotel before going overseas to the Culinary Institute of America in New York. But training is available locally through Heart Trust.
You have a couple different courses that you'll have to do to become a pastry chef. First, you have the Heart Trust that you can start out there where you can do different levels, and then you do further schooling toward to reach to the pastry chef level. But you have on-the-job training also that can develop you where you start different levels, then you go up, you gradually grow.
Quality courses in pastry making and other culinary specializations are also offered to the Sandals Corporate University. For those youngsters interested in pursuing a career as a pastry chef, dedication and a readiness to do hard work are qualities you must have.
The key to success is always started with hard work. You have to be motivated and know exactly like what you really want to become, really. But the love for pastry, it's something that is magical. You know, once someone loves pastry, eventually they're gonna love doing pastry.
Strong organizational skills and an eye for detail are also key, because pastries require precisely measured ingredients added in the correct way and correct order. Strong communication skills are a must, as you will more often than not be working with a crew who should understand their roles in preparing the day's dishes.
Well, communication, very much, that's the key. I have to make sure the staff, my team members, they get what they need to work with, first thing. Then we have to make sure I correct them if they are doing something wrong. So for my job, I'm always teaching, training others.
Being a pastry chef can be financially rewarding for those willing to put in the work. Mr. White believes there's definitely room for more pastry chefs in Jamaica. In fact, he readily recommends this career path to youngsters interested in the culinary arts.
Pretty much now we're short of pastry chef in Jamaica. Yes, and it's a very good field for young individuals, because you can be creative, artistic. It's really good to see others' faces when they see these things, you know, what you can do.
Lead pastry chef at Sandals Royal Caribbean, Cleon White. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying with us. Until next week, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.